All right. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Let me go ahead and invite you this morning to turn to your neighbor, your neighbors, and say, every moment of every day, God is with you. Every moment of every day, God is with you, wherever you are. Let me go ahead and dismiss the youngest among us. You are dismissed, released, free to go to Children's Church. Let me invite us this morning to turn in our Bibles, if you would like, pew Bibles, to the Gospel according to Isaiah. Page is it? 491, I believe. The words will be on the screen behind me as well. And so let's continue on what is now the fourth Sunday of Advent, Christmas Sunday. Isaiah 7, and we're going to read 10 through 14, verses 10 through 14, and then we'll pray, and then we'll see where it takes us. Isaiah 7, verse 10, it says, we read, again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz, ask the Lord your God for a sign, whether in the deepest depths or in the highest heights. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, I will not put the Lord to the test. Then Isaiah said, hear now, you house of David, is it not enough to try the patience of humans? Will you try the patience of my God also? Therefore, verse 14, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. Let's pray. God, we thank you for this morning. As always, the gift to gather together. Pray that as we lean into your word and your words, God, that they would enter into our hearts and our minds. Be with me, be in and over and under and all through my words, that I would speak your heart today. And that we would leave here changed, other than when we first came in. We commit this time to your purpose and glory, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I know not what my name may be. I only know my Lord's decree, that in his book, beside his throne, he writes my name as his alone. No one can hear it. No one can say the name that love has hid away. But when he calls, I'll rise and see the face that loved and died for me. Written by the Scottish theologian and poet George MacDonald, he captures here the essence, the sacred and personal essence of a name. Speaking here of a hidden name, born not of knowledge, but of connection. And we get that, right? Because names only make sense in relationship. A name is not spoken out into the thin air. It is always spoken toward someone. It is the name someone uses when they need us. It is the name someone speaks when they love us. It is the name that carries history and relationship and connection. To be named is to be noticed, is to be seen, is to be held. And we feel that deep, deep inside. Right? When someone calls our name, something in us kind of stirs and we turn and we listen. Because names are not just labels. They are how we know and how we are known. And that is especially true, most notably, in our passage here this morning. Again, from Isaiah 7, verse 14, we read, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and it says, and will call him, which is fine, but in the Hebrew it goes a little bit deeper. It pushes a bit deeper, noting that in the Hebrew it reads, Vekarat Shemo, which is not simply to call him, but and will call his name. What is a small shift of language, but it's a profound shift in meaning, giving us this kind of sense of this deeper sense, this more complete sense of what is happening. Keeping in mind, in the ancient Hebrew world, to the ancient Jewish mind, the act of naming was not arbitrary. From the Rabbi Benjamin Blech, he writes, "Names represent our identity, not simply because they are a convenient way to allow us to be distinguished one from another. It is because they, the name, right, names, define us. The names we are given at birth are not accidental, are to some extent prophetic. They capture our essence. They are, he says, the keys to our soul." Now, some of you might remember from when we went through the Torah, and more specifically, Exodus, right? In Hebrew, the book of Exodus is Sefer Shemot, which means the book of names. And it's called that because more than the Exodus out of Egypt, it is a story of connection. It is a story of being called into relationship with. And here in 7 and 14, Isaiah, kind of like he's peering over the horizon, reminding us that at the very heart of God is Vekarat Shemo, right? And we'll call his name. And exactly what is that not accidental, to some extent prophetic name? Vekarat Shemo, Immanuel. Right? And we'll call his name Immanuel, right? The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and we'll call his name Vekarat Shemo, Immanuel. And this is then where Matthew picks up the story, quoting from this very verse. Matthew picks up the Jesus story. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call his name Immanuel. Meaning, Matthew tells us, which means God with us. Because again, names are not just labels. They are how we know and are known. In fact, all through, the whole of the scriptures affirm the name Immanuel. All through affirm the with-usness of God. Turning again back to Sefer Shemot just for a moment. The scene here is Moses with God. God is telling Moses that yes, at the burning bush, yes, I see the pain, the anguish, the suffering, the struggle of the people. And then he says, Exodus 3 and 10, "So now go, I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt." And then just for a moment, if we drop down to verse 13, "Moses said to God, suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you. And they ask me, what is his name? Right? Then what shall I tell them?" God said to Moses, Ahayah, Asher, Ahayah. I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. And then again, Ahayah, I am, has sent me to you. Translated, I am who I am, that can also be translated, I will be who I will be. Generally speaking, it is that idea of God's self-existence or his eternal nature. But if we go back to the ancient rabbis and sages, we get maybe a little bit of a different bent. Verse 10, again, this is just after God says to Moses, I am sending you to Pharaoh. And then in verse 11, we read, but Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? And so notice here, Moses is asking in a question, who am I? In a sense, he's asking, what is my name? What is my essence? What is my identity? And then verse 12, we read, Vayomer ki ehayeh imach, which is interesting because we get the same word here, which is God saying, ki ehayeh imach, God said, I will be with you. God says, I will be with you. In effect, telling Moses that your identity, your essence, maybe even we could say your name, is found in relationship with me. In my always being with you. And it's that connection to verse 14 then, all the sages, writes the Rabbi David Foreman, all the sages are saying the next time God is using these words, he means the same thing. Moses, you felt yourself to be in a time of trouble. Listen, I told you it is going to be okay. I will be with you. That is my name, right? I will be with you. You are never alone in your times of trouble. I am with you. And so the very nature of God, Ahayah, Asher, Ahayah, and will call his name, Ikrat Shemo Immanuel, right? The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will call his name God with us. In fact, the central theme, the most frequent promise in the whole of scriptures is just that. Is God with us? Even, or maybe especially, as we considered last week and thinking about being out in the wilderness. Exodus 13:21, by day the Lord went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud to guide them on their way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light. We can think of light from the first Sunday of Advent. So that they could travel by day or night, neither the pillar of cloud by day nor the pillar of fire by night left its place in front of the people. Right, point being, God was with them. How about when God called Joshua, right, to lead the people across the Jordan? 1 and 5, we read, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. And then if that wasn't clear enough, he says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Right, every moment of every day, God is with you. From the great Psalm 23 and 4, the psalmist declares, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. And the reason, because he says, you, God, are with me. Right? He is Immanuel. He is God with us. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son. Vekarat Shemo Immanuel. In fact, Jesus' final words in what is known as kind of the Great Commission, his final words to his disciples, and surely, he says, I am with you always to the very end. And if we wonder what that kind of looks like, well, we can just turn to Revelation 3 and 20. This is Jesus. He says, here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and, he says, eat with, right? God with us Ehyeh Asher Ehyeh, Bekarat Shmo Emmanuel. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son. His name will be, right, God with us. I will come in and eat with that one and that one with me. Right? Because names only make sense in relationship. Names only make sense in relationship. To be named is to be noticed, is to be seen, is to be held. Right? Names are not just labels. They are how we know and are known. All of which I think invites us to consider as we head into this week, maybe especially, am I paying attention to the God who is always with me? Am I paying attention to the God who is always with me? Am I being mindful of the presence of God here with me? Right? Every moment of every day, God is with you. In the words of author and theologian Frederick Buchner, he says, there is no event so commonplace but that God is present within it, always leaving you room to recognize him or not. Right? And so the question is, do we recognize his presence? Which may actually be needed more this time of year than any other time. Because oftentimes this time of year, as has been alluded to, right, it can feel a bit much. Stressed out, overwhelmed. Paying attention oftentimes is kind of the first thing to go. And so, how will I practice the intentional awareness of God with me? Rabbi Shefa Gold, she writes, each day I wake up with an intention that when I open my eyes, I will see and recognize God's face, right? God with us. In the details of the day I'm about to encounter, I prepare myself for wonder. What if we were to wake up every morning, right? Intentionally practicing intentional awareness of God's presence, opening our eyes to the wonder of his presence. Right? Every moment of every day, God is with you. And then with that intentional awareness of God with us, from that, what about our awareness of one another, our awareness of others? We could ask, who is God inviting me to be with today? How will I practice being present to those around me? Today, this week, this season, good questions to think about as we head into a new year, as we think about 2026. Right? The central message of the entire scriptures, the very heart of God, right, is God with us. From author John Ortberg, and we'll close with this. This is one of my favorite readings because it invites me over and over again. I've shared it before, but it just keeps bringing me back to that place of awareness, right? That paying attention. And so I invite us to allow it as we move into a space of open worship, sitting in stillness together for a few moments. The microphone is here and available if the Lord would lead. From John Ortberg, he writes, God is crying out all around us. He is present in the breathless silence of the snow-smothered mountains. He is dancing with the sunlight that shatters on the ocean's waves. He is hiding in the decaying moss and lichen and crumbling shale and the old forgotten places in the world. No jagged mountain throws its sharp weight against the sky that is not a testament to his goodness. The entire sum of creation, each private and individual act of nature, is God waving hello. Set aside for now your past failures or future worries. The teaching of Scripture is that God really is present right here, right now. The Spirit of God is available to you and me, flowing all the time, welling up within us, quenching our unsatisfied desires, overflowing to refresh those around us. He is at work all the time in every place, and every once in a while, somebody somewhere wakes up. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call his name, Bekerat Shemo, Emmanuel.